Okay, can I have your attention, honorable members? Okay, it looks like all the witnesses have been called by the initiator, and the last witness, of which was the acting sergeant at arms. Now, in terms of the schedule to the rule, the initiator because we are at the conclusion of the hearing, we are at a point where the initiator must address the committee or may address the committee on the evidence presented before it and may also propose a penalty to be recommended by the committee in its report. So the initiator is going to address us. We'll get an indication whether she's ready to make concluding arguments to the committee, and then we'll take it from there. Advocate Mayors.
Thank you, Chair. We are indeed at that point where I have concluded the case that I intended to put up in relation to the allegations against the affected members. And item 5 then states that the initiator may address this committee present closing arguments to it and propose a penalty. Chair, I want to propose that I would benefit from the transcripts of the proceedings in order to be in a position to present closing arguments and to recommend a penalty. I'm advised by my clients internally in Parliament that the transcripts take 2 days. The service providers take 2 days to deliver the transcripts. So yesterday's transcripts are not yet ready. Today's transcripts are not yet ready. And we're anticipating, if it takes 2 days, that they would perhaps be delivered to Parliament on Tuesday at the earliest. I'd like to have an opportunity to go through the transcripts and to have my closing arguments informed by the evidence as transcribed, one. And I would also want to make written closing arguments rather than to do that in this manner without that opportunity. So what I would propose, Chair, is that it being at the conclusion of the giving of evidence, that the committee adjourn and reconvene at a later date for the purposes of closing arguments and proposals on penalty.
Okay. Okay, that is the situation, members. I think I would like to suggest that we adjourn and we don't confirm a date today of the next meeting of the committee. And once the initiator is ready, the secretariat will liaise with myself, and we will then set up a date for the next meeting. So if the transcripts are coming back on Tuesday, then we may not be able to meet next week. I don't think it will be convenient because the initiator will also want to take time to prepare the argument.
That's correct, Chair. I think the following week is probably more feasible, the week after next.
Yeah, maybe let's, we'll apply to the House Chair to be granted because I think next week Parliament is rising. Next Friday. Yeah, the Parliament is rising next week Friday. So any meeting beyond next week will have to get permission, but I don't think we'll have a problem getting permission that we should meet. we need to meet, receive the closing arguments by the initiator, and then as a committee deliberate and after deliberation come to a decision. And then after we've decided, the report will then be drafted. From there, we must adopt the report.
It depends on what the deliberations of the committee arrive at. If the members are found guilty, then the report will be submitted to the House to that effect. But if they are found guilty, then the members must be given an opportunity to make presentations in mitigation.
Okay. So we will deliberate, say, week after next. Whatever decision we take will then inform the next course of action. But let's just agree that next week the initiator will be given an opportunity then to prepare closing arguments. So we're going to meet week after next, not next week. But it is going to be a virtual sitting. We are not going to be expected to come here because we're here to interact with the witnesses and to make sure that the members are here. So we, whatever date we come up with, I think we'll give enough notice, and it's going to be a virtual sitting of the committee. So thank you very much, honorable members. This then brings us to the end of today's.
Chairperson, why didn't we conclude before we went to lunch? Like, I mean, okay,
now you have got, it's on hindsight, you know. Hindsight is the perfect side. Now we are looking at it from the perfect side. But we should have actually done that. But I thought that we were going to have to look at this and that. But otherwise, we are here now, and we have just adjourned. Thank you very much. We are going to see each other before Christmas. So virtually, yeah. It's going to be a virtual city.
That would be nice.
Pardon? Okay. Members, thank you very much. The meeting's adjourned.
Could you invite your daughter for me, okay?
So shy around and then play.